Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 27, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Payapple rolls out social, micro-investment platform. Payapple has announced the commercial rollout of its social, micro-investment platform for self-employed entrepreneurs and micro-SMEs in Africa. Rego Payment Architectures partners with ENACOMM. White-label digital wallet platform provider for FIS Rego Payment Architectures has entered a 3-year agreement with fintech ENACOMM as its data integration platform. Finastra partners with Corvallis. Finastra has partnered with Corvallis, an IT provider in the Italian financial services sector, to support Italian banks with their digital transformation journeys. Paper TRL partners with U.S. Bank. Paper TRL has announced the partnership with U.S. Bank, explaining that the integration will enable customers to automate their AP operations from procurement to payment. PPRO partners NPCI International for UPI access. Digital payments infrastructure provider PPRO has partnered with NPCI International Payments Limited, NIPL, to offer global partners access to UPI for cross-border transactions. Connex Pay and Payouts Network launch push to card technology. U.S.-based paytech Connex Pay has partnered with FinTech Payouts Network to enable payouts via push-to-card modalities. PAYONE forms BNPL partnership with Payla and VVRB. Financial services provider PAYONE, a joint venture of Worldline and the DSV Group, has announced a strategic partnership with Payla and Vereinigte Volksbank Raiffeisenbank, VVRB. Clover integrates Tap to Pay in its Clover Go iOS app. U.S.-based Clover, an extension from Fiserv, has enabled SMBs in the U.S. to accept in-person contactless payments on their own iPhone due to an integration with the Clover Go iOS app and Tap to Pay. U.S. Department of the Treasury issues the 2023 de-risking strategy. The U.S. Department of the Treasury has revealed the 2023 de-risking strategy, which examines the phenomenon of financial institutions de-risking. BRDGE launches network tokenization product, Vault. UK-based payment orchestration provider BRDGE has rolled out Vault, a network tokenization product, to deliver transaction security to its merchants and payment partners. Idenfi partners with Ecom Merchant Solutions. Global fraud management service provider Idenfi has teamed up with Ecom Merchant Solutions to automate the KYC process and safeguard the latter from fraud risks. Bank of Korea to investigate digital currency service providers. The Bank of Korea has received investigative powers over digital currency service providers and has gained access to their transaction data. NextGen Nordics, managing innovation risk with regulation and education. Rounding out the NextGen Nordics afternoon sessions, Anna Milne, editor at FinExtra, took to the stage for a fireside chat with Ina Eidson, product director, for Buy Now Pay Later, BNPL, provider, Eind Iceland. Amazon Pay rolls out City FlexPay to give credit card users installment option. City credit card holders can now pay in installments when using Amazon Pay during checkout at thousands of online shopping sites. Temenos integrates with DLT-based CBDC tech stacks. Core banking vendor Temenos has been preparing for the digital currency future, integrating with 2 DLT-based CBDC technology stacks. Accelerant integrates with Sezzle for BNPL at merchant online stores. Accelerant Technology, the number one rated retail software in 2023, announced today a partnership with Sezzle Inc. ASX, SCL, a leading provider of consumer financing solutions. Tap Pay enables Tap to Pay on iPhones for Taiwanese merchants. Tap Pay, which is one of the top 100 fintech companies selected by KPMG, has officially enabled Tap to Pay on iPhone in the Tap Pay iOS app for merchants in Taiwan. Former PayWorks CEO, Christian Deeger, joins Revio's advisory board. Former founder and CEO of PayWorks Christian Deeger joined the advisory board of payment optimization scale-up, Revio. Fiji Pay of Nigeria selects Theta Ray for AML monitoring. Fiji Pay, a Nigerian fintech providing digital payment services, and Theta Ray, a leading provider of AI-powered transaction monitoring technology, today announced they will collaborate to protect Vigipay's growing business against money laundering, sanctions violations, and other financial crime risks. PPRO signs strategic partnership with NPCI International. PPRO, the leading digital payments infrastructure provider, has signed a strategic agreement with NPCI International Payments Limited, NIPL, to offer global partners access to Unified Payments Interface, UPI, India's fastest-growing, real-time payment system, for cross-border transactions. BRDGE ships network tokenization product Vault. Today, leading payment orchestration platform BRDGE launches BRDGE Vault, a state-of-the-art network tokenization product to deliver industry-leading transaction performance and security to its merchants and payments partners. GPS rebrands as Thread. Global Processing Services, a next-generation global payments platform behind the leading fintechs, digital banks, and embedded finance providers across the UK, Europe, Asia, Middle East and North America, has today rebranded as Thread, to reflect the company's pivotal role in weaving together the different threads of the global payments ecosystem to fuel the growth of electronic payments. Tradeweb makes $125 million Australian dollars offer for e-trading platform Yieldbroker. Fixed income marketplace Tradeweb is in talks to acquire Australian government bond and interest rate derivatives trading platform Yieldbroker. Deutsche BRSE makes 3.9 bid for SimCorp. Deutsche BRSE has made a 3.9 billion bid to take over Danish financial software house SimCorp. Global Screening Services appoints Ruth Fletcher as joint COO and CFO. Global Screening Services, GSS, a reg tech innovator focused on financial transaction screening, has today announced that Ruth Fletcher will be appointed COO and CFO of the business. Dero joins forces with Investnet, Yodlee. Dero has selected Investnet, Yodlee to supply financial data and analytics so mortgage brokers can understand a borrower's financial position. Accelerant partners Sezzle for BNPL. Retail software company Accelerant Technology has partnered with consumer financing solution provider Sezzle to integrate Buy Now, Pay Later, BNPL, on its e-commerce platform. Fiji Pay taps Theta Ray's AI solution for AML monitoring. Nigeria-based paytech Fiji Pay has chosen Theta Ray's AI solution to combat money laundering, sanctions violations, and other financial crime risks. EU Parliament approves the transfer of funds regulation. The EU Parliament has voted on a new set of rules that support the tracing of crypto asset transfers in the same way as traditional money transfers. Accelerated Payments releases new trade finance product. Accelerated Payments, the international leader in end-to-end working capital solutions, today announced the launch of its revolutionary trade finance product, AP Trade Finance, APTF. Deutsche BRSE makes 3.9 billion bid for SimCorp. Deutsche BRSE has made a 3.9 billion bid to take over Danish financial software house SimCorp. Bunker selects InvestCloud to launch new digital investment app. InvestCloud, the global leader in digital transformation for the financial industry with over $6 trillion in assets, has been selected by Bunker, a U.S.-based fintech seeking to democratize access to the U.S. markets for Latin Americans, to help launch a pioneering mobile-first digital investment platform. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.